Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. A young woman from Great Falls, among the first to be killed in an accident on Montana highways this year, continuing a string of deadly accidents Montana Highway Patrol troopers have dealt with since just before the holidays. MHP reporting the 18-year-old was killed and a friend was injured when she lost control of her Chevy Camaro as she failed to make it around a corner on Highway 87 Tuesday morning. Neither girl was wearing a seatbelt. They were thrown from the wreck. The victim was already dead when responders got on scene. Her friend was rushed to the hospital in Fort Benton. As with so many crashes, troopers say alcohol and speed were the main factors. Bozeman police continuing to investigate an attempted homicide resulting from a stabbing at a local hotel Tuesday evening. Investigators say officers found the victim with a stab wound to the chest at the Quality Inn on Wheat Drive. The suspect, who knew the victim, was taken into custody without incident. The victim was rushed to emergency surgery, the suspect being held on attempted murder charges. Gallatin County has the best jobs picture among the urban counties in Montana, according to the latest numbers from the state. The Bozeman Market reports unemployment at 3% in November, even after losing nearly 3,200 positions over the past year. Missoula and Yellowstone counties at 3.1%. Cascade County slightly higher at 3.3% after losing 432 jobs. And Flathead County adding over 2,100 jobs in a year, registering at 3.6%, just above the state average. Montana's congressional delegation pressing the Air Force to resolve problems that have delayed the arrival of new cargo planes for the Montana Air National Guard. The 8 C-130J aircraft were first assigned to the Guard in 2023. That's the newest variant of the big plane. It's similar to the H model it flew in last fall. The new planes are supposed to arrive this spring, but now look to be delayed until summer. The congressmen want the Air Force to explain the delays and how the deliveries can be brought back on schedule. This is the Montana State News Network.
At your kitchen table,